Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Oh, thank goodness they've gone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea they'd been drinking.
Well, neither did I. I had no idea, but when, what did they call her, Pinky, got up and started dancing, well, then it was pretty obvious.
Oh, I felt so sorry for Mrs. Turner. I don't think she'll ever want to come back again.
Oh, that was appalling. Why did that woman throw a scone at her?
I have no idea. You do know it hit her in the eye, don't you?
Yes, of course I do. I had to look for the bits. She was sure there was still some in there.
What a dreadful afternoon.
I take it they did all pay.
Oh, yeah, and they left very good tips.
Well, so they should. But as far as I'm concerned, I never want to see any of them ever again.
Helen, didn't you recognise one of them?
No, should I?
Well, yes. I thought one of them was the food hygiene lady. You know, the lady that came in a while ago.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry, but I'm sure it was her.
Oh, what a day.
Oh, my day was fine. Actually, it was quite good.
Did you hear Debbie made cakes for Michael?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. She probably just made too many for herself, that's all.
Well, she didn't bring any in for us, did she?
No, but she can't bring them in for everyone, can she?
Okay. So do you think she was in a particularly good mood today? Because she told me that my department was always neat and tidy.
Well, it is. And I think it's nice that she said so.
I must admit, she does seem a bit happier. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. She told me I looked very smart.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, you do, Jim. But then you always do. So why did she have to say it?
Oh, Penny, don't make something out of nothing.
Jim, I'm not. Anyway, I know Tina doesn't think she's happy. She totally blanked her this morning.
Oh, leave Debbie alone. Let's just be grateful she's back to her normal self.
All right. So tell me, what did Nick say?
Well, I don't know. Michael never tells me anything.
Oh, you blooming liar.
Honestly, I don't know, Penny.
Okay, so don't tell me. I'm going to find out later anyway, because I'm seeing Michael for dinner.
Well, he won't tell you anything.
I bet he does.
So, is it tonight you're going to see Michael?
Yeah, so can I shower first?
Yeah, by all means. I'm just staying in watching television.
Oh, well, I'm sure there'll be something good on.
Well, if not, I'll get my knitting out.
You don't knit.
I know. I'm only joking. I must admit, I'm a bit surprised a foursome wasn't mentioned.
What, with you and Jim?
Yeah. The last time wasn't that bad.
You said Jim was boring.
Well, he was a little bit boring, but he might not be next time.
Okay. I'll have a word with him if you want.
Could you?
Kathy, last time you said never again. You amaze me.
Oh, damn, it's gone to voice message. Amy, it's Dad. I just wondered if you had any more thoughts about coming over. It really would be lovely to see you. And don't worry about it when I'm at work. There's plenty to do here. So think about it, okay? I miss you and love you lots. Hope your mother's okay. Anyway, speak soon. Bye, darling. Bye.
Penny, Michael's on the phone.
Oh, no. Well, I can't come now. Can you take a message or ask him to phone me back?
Okay, so how long will you be?
Oh, I'll be about 5-10 minutes.
Right, okay, I'll tell him.
Oh, Jim, aren't those a bit tight?
Yeah, well, I couldn't find my other ones. Why? Do these look a bit small?
No, they're fine, as long as you're happy in them.
Connie, you would say if they looked awful, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yes, of course I would. No, they look fine to me.
Okay. Well, let's get in. Let's just do half an hour tonight, okay?
Whatever you want, Jim. I really don't mind.
Penny.
Oh, hi, Michael. Kathy said you'd phoned.
Oh, yes. Penny, I'm so sorry. I won't be able to make it tonight. I've got this dumb meeting and I really can't get away. I am really sorry.
Oh, Michael.
Look, let's make it another night. Can you make next Saturday?
No, sorry, I can't.
Well, the following one, then.
Yeah, that should be okay. Oh, I was really looking forward to tonight.
And so was I, Penny, and I am really sorry. If I could get out of it, I would.
Okay, well, never mind. So we'll go out not this Saturday, but the following.
Yes, and please, please forgive me.
Okay, I suppose it can't be helped.
Oh, so he's cancelled tonight, has he?
Yes.
So, he's not as reliable as you thought he was.
Well, he's stuck at work.
Really?
Yes. I think he had a meeting or something to go to, and he obviously can't get away.
So, what do you want to do?
What do you mean?
Well, we could go out if you like.
Yeah, why not? Well, if you shall now, we could go out. Hang on. Now, how long was this going to take?
Okay, I'll be as quick as I can.
Promise?
Yes, I won't be long.
Hello, Amy. Fancy seeing you here. Do you know Kathy?
Yeah, I think we've met before.
That's me. Once seen, never forgotten.
That's true. So, Amy, what are you doing here?
I am allowed out now and again.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I'm joking. I'm just meeting up with a couple of mates.
Oh, that's great. And how's your mum?
Oh, she's okay.
And your dad? Has he said when he's coming home?
No, not yet.
Oh, where is your dad?
Oh, he's in Italy.
Oh, well, he's not going to come home, is he? It's much nicer there.
Kathy! Oh, just ignore her, Amy. I think she left her brain at home. Anyway, you have a good time, and will I see you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be in.
Good. I'll see you then. Bye.
Bye, Penny.
Well, she didn't look very happy.
No, she didn't. And it didn't help you saying her dad should stay in Italy.
Well, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, I know. But don't you remember me saying to you that he was supposed to come back and then he didn't?
Yes. Sorry, I forgot.
Never mind. Come on, let's get a drink. Oh, for goodness sake, you'll never guess who I've just seen.
Not Michael.
No, of course not. It's Jim and Connie.
Where? Where are they? Because I want a word with him.
Well, you can't now.
But where are they? Oh, I see them. Blimey, her hair's all wet. She looks terrible.
Oh, they've probably been swimming.
Well, she should have dried it. It looks gross.
No, it doesn't. It's a bit damp, that's all.
Oh, I can't bear to watch. Look at them. Oh, come on, let's drink up and eat somewhere else. I'm not staying here.
Oh, do we have to go?
Yes, or I shall go over and say something.
Okay, let's go. Kathy, please don't say anything. Let's go this way. It'll be easier.
Oh, look at her. All she does is laugh. She's got a big mouth, hasn't she?
Come on, Kathy, let's go.
OK, I'm coming. Oh, who are you waving at?
Oh, only Amy.
Oh, I see.
Look, sorry. Michael? Debbie? What are you two doing here?
Penny, it's not what you're thinking.
Really?
Oh, Penny, it's lovely to see you. Two minds think alike, eh?
Do they?
Yes, I love coming here for a drink. It's great, isn't it?
Well, we're just leaving.
Penny, listen. We've just finished the meeting, so we thought we'd have a quick drink, that's all. And it was obviously too late to phone you.
Oh, Michael, I don't care what you do.
Oh, Penny, don't be like that.
Come on, Kathy, let's go.
Michael, you said you had a meeting. I don't remember a meeting.
Oh, Debbie, don't go make things worse.
Did you hear what she just said?
Yes, I did.
He didn't have a meeting. I hope he chokes on his drink.
So do I.
And as for her, well, I hope someone spills a drink over her.
Oh, do you know what? That could be arranged.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.